So, this may or may not be an episode. Doing an episode or doing an audio journal. So, I tried to do this last night, but I find that sometimes, like, if I do something, like if I have ideas in my head and then I talk about it, the first, like, time that I talk about it, I'm probably going to get it wrong. Maybe even the second, depending on how complicated the idea is. So, I do these audio journals, and if I publish them to the podcast, then I better publish them to the podcast. So, today I want to talk about this self. I want to talk about this thing that I really become aware of, which is really interesting if you think about it. And it might explain something that you see with people in crowds. And it really comes down to something that I've noticed. And it's really interesting that, like, people don't seem to realize this. People don't seem to see this when it's happening to them. And it comes down to what I've noticed being in groups, or being even with, like, one or two people, versus being by myself. And that is clarity. Like, it's really funny. Like, when I'm by myself, I'm actually able to be clearer with ideas. But, like, in a group, and this is something that I've seen other people fall into as well in different ways, but in a group, the clarity is lessened. And the way that I think about it is, like, if you have, like, imagine you have three planets, and they don't follow, like, the normal laws of gravity. And, well, they do follow somewhat normal laws of gravity, but they have their own gravity, right? But then they create their own gravity, which you could call the sun. And so they force these other planets into the sun, the orbit of the sun that they created together, kind of thing. They created, this is like an unconscious process. This is not like, oh, people are, like, coercing me, or people are, like, you know. It's about the nature of group dynamics, about what some people call, like, the mob mentality type of stuff. And so, yeah, like, if you have a group that is different, you're going to have different results than you may actually want, or, you know, think is a good idea to have, you know, whatever it is, right? And this is especially true if you're, like, especially, like, uncommon, or have uncommon ideas, at least, which is something that I find is probably true for me. Like, most people, like, they listen to what I say, like, but, like, what? That seems so counterintuitive, and that's the whole problem. It's, like, it's counterintuitive because you're stuck in groups and you're on social media, and especially if you're fine, especially if you're suggestible, which I would recommend you find this out for yourself, but especially if you find yourself very suggestible, you know, a lot of these things are going to influence you, especially if you are influenced by your emotions, which is another episode, honestly. It's another audio journal I want to do. But there are a couple different levels to this. And there's other parts of this as well that are causing this, I think, as well. But I think a lot of this has to do with the nature of group dynamics. And, you know, people, when they might hear this, they may be like, well, this must be, like, the group is at fault, like, or I'm the one that's at fault, or whatever it is. And it's not really about fault. It's about reality. Noticing, acknowledging actual reality. Like, there isn't some person in the group that's going like, oh, you must be this way. I mean, that might be happening as well, but it's more about the nature of groups. It's just like the way that the mind works, how it forms tribes. It's like it's an evolutionary thing. And so when you're around a group of people, which we can call a group, even if you want to call it something different, you're going to be acting different. Now, this is especially true, I think, if you're an introverted person. Extroverts are probably going to be a little bit less, in some ways, probably a little bit more as well, but in different ways. But they're going to be a little bit less susceptible to this problem in some ways, but in a lot more in other ways. And what I mean by this, like you're going to be able to be maybe a little bit more individualist. You're going to be able to be the same like you, perhaps, but you're not. Your intellect is going to be subservient to this group, and it's a really interesting phenomenon. I've seen this, and it's really funny. Like, you could be with like one person, and you could be acting a certain way, and then you could be with another person and be acting a different way, and you might be like, well, they do that because they're fake. And actually what I found is that they do that is because that's the way group dynamics works. If you're with an introverted group, you're either going to be introverted or you're going to be bored, right? If you're an extrovert. But if you're with an extroverted group, you're going to be lessened. It's like a weird well thing, like where your individuality starts to going down this well. The sun is the well. Now you are a group. Now you're part of this group. And so, yeah, it's really funny, but it's true. And you can find this out for yourself. This may not be true for you. This is why, like, I'm at this point where it's like, well, you might find this helpful or you might not. I don't really care. But it's true anyways, let's be honest. If you look at like how most groups act together, you can see this. But our society, our culture hasn't really taught people how to become discerning about these kinds of things. Because, well, truth is bad, right? Especially if it goes against our truth. So, yeah. It's even worse now than it was, like 20 years ago because of this. Because, like, everything is offensive now and everything has to be, like, banned or talked about. Like, oh, this is wrong and this is bad and this is bad. Like, oh, this should be canceled. And because group dynamics has become so extreme and so insane, especially with all this relativity stuff that, you know, I talked about in the last episode about the problem with relativity, that you real if you are in that state of like where everything is relative and like there's no objective truth, there's just my truth and your truth, and there you're going to be even more influenced by this, especially if you don't really know what your so-called truth is. And so, yeah, like, you get into this, like, really, really sort of, like, gravity well of individuality thing where, like, you're less clear, everybody else is less clear, but they don't see that they're less clear. Because the group dynamic makes sure that you're less clear and that you don't see that you're less clear. Because once you see that, you have to, like, it's almost like you can't unsee it at that point. Now you're looking at, like, interactions, seeing if you can see this more. Like, is this actually true? Like, how often can I, like, find out if this is true? Like, let me go through a couple of groups and find out why, like, what's actually going on here. Like, maybe we can do this in a more systematic way and find out as well. But then you find out, like, oh, yeah, it is true. This might be why. This is part of it. 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 You know. But most people don't really go through life doing that. And of course, we haven't really had a society that welcomes discernment, critical thinking. Like, one group is absolutely subservient to the Bible, and one group is absolutely subservient to, like, oh, the left is right, and the relativity is right, and, like, all this stuff. Like, they're subservient to all these things because it serves them in their group interest. And there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, that's just going to be natural. But, like, if you want to be a little bit more than your group, you're going to be finding yourself in deep trouble because you're not going to be able to as long as you're in that group. Especially as long as you are invested in this particular group, which is going to happen. You're going to become invested, and you're going to be even less clear now because you're emotionally invested. It's the same reason why I think self-help culture, not necessarily self-help ideas themselves, like meditation and stuff like this could be fine, but like the culture of it, ends up creating this like weird sort of feedback loop that's the same way. Like you become less and less clear because groups aren't even necessarily about like, oh, I'm hanging out with like three people. Like it could be that, but it's also like groups could also mean like, oh, I'm a Democrat or I'm a Republican or I'm a self-help seeker, you know, this kind of thing. That also does this as well. In different ways, sometimes even worse ways, but and so you gotta wonder about this, like, is this actually true? Like, why? What's actually happening here? And I think there's a couple of things to be said about like what's actually happening here, and to get into really why I came to realize this is because is kind of like my own personal story related to this where. I was with a group of people for a while, like I was, and what I realized, and I had a rude awakening of sorts around this where I started realizing like, oh, like you could be so the individuality is so gravitated out of you to where like you become too comfortable with a group. You can't actually become too comfortable with a group, right? And you can end up becoming the group, you can end up becoming, like, less and less, like, able to see, like, what you're doing. Because the group, especially if the group is a very valuable thing for you, like, because that's going to happen, right? And so, yeah, like, I had that awake. I had to, like, literally just, like, walk away because it wasn't anybody's fault in the group. It was this weird dynamics that I've noticed in groups. Like, it's nobody's fault. Like, everybody was fine in the group. Everything was fine in the group. Well, there were some problems, but that had more to do with these deep problems of group dynamics. And it's going to happen to a lesser or greater extent, depending on your group, depending on how logical you are in this group and whatnot. But, And so, yeah, like, I spent, like, a couple months away from the group, away from all groups, and especially now as well, just, like, unlearning shit. Like, wait, something must be wrong with what I'm doing here. And I've talked about this in previous episodes, but I was like, you know, there's something must be wrong with what I'm doing, so I'm going to just, like, unlearn everything. And, you know, I thought it was it's something at one point, it was part of something, and it was part of it, but really, the more that I look back from this, I realized that a lot of it had to do with two basic problems, this ultimate relativity problem and the group dynamics problem, which is another subject, which is why I brought the relativity part of this into the discussion, because that's where a lot of this gets into this. Like, a lot of people are struggling with nihilism because, like, and part of that is because people are overthinking their solutions. Like, oh, what is the most effective way to do this? Like, you know, work on this and this and this. Like, oh, there's too many just choices. Like, which choice should I do? Like, I'm confused and, like, there's meaninglessness now and, like, there's no point. Because the mind is overthinking the process. And so you become like unaware of like, you become less and less aware the more you're in this group, the more you value the group as well. You become less and less clear. And I think this is one of the reasons why like people recommend to be by yourself and just to not be engaging in groups. Because groups are kind of like this thing where you go into the group. You might expect some things of the group as well. Like, oh, this group is going to help me do this. This group is going to help me. Whatever it is. Or you might expect to, if you don't expect help from the group, you might expect to be able to, you know, be in a group that's more loving or whatever it is. But you end up in this group and you end up becoming less and less clear over time, especially if you put more and more value into this group, into this knowledge base, whatever it is. It could be anything really, but I've noticed this especially with groups. And so everything becomes like muddied, everything becomes kind of like you start losing your ability to actually make logical decisions. And you can see this, especially, this is like the overt examples of this are like people in cults. And part of that is the dynamics of cults as well. Like, oh, you must be in this cult like all the time, like this kind of thing. That's part of it as well. But a lot of this also has to come down to the same problem of group mentality, mom mentality, whatever you want to call it, where you are actually able to be less, you're unable to be as logical, as clear, as aware. And so, yeah, like you have to like step away from a group, step back from the group and go like, is this actually working? Why not? Whose fault is it? If there's any fault to be had at all. Like what's going on here? Like what's causing this? And this is something I'm still working on because I realized this only like a few, like I'd say like a week or so ago because I was looking at it to other things. Or no, really it's been about a month, I suppose, but I really hadn't started to really look into this until like a week or so ago. And so, yeah, like you're going to be in this. And so if you notice this, just become aware of this. And this doesn't necessarily mean that you have to stay away from groups completely. I mean, I did, but I did that mostly because I think I was in that space where it was like it had to be done in that way. It was an extremely rude awakening based on this extreme gravity well that was losing individuality kind of thing. And so the group had to be sort of disbanded, I suppose. And you know what? I don't think, you know, people are so like stuck in this like fear of missing out thing too. Like, oh, I'm so alone. Like, I'm so lonely and I'm so bored. I need a partner. I need this person or this person. And really what I find is that a lot of that has to do with the fact that you keep thinking about it. It's funny, two people say like, oh, I'm bored. Yeah, you know what solves boredom? Going in a direction. Oh, I'm nihilistic, like there's no meaning. You know what solves that? Going in just one direction. Doing one thing, just don't, you know, the problem is that you're getting stuck in like, oh, should I do this? Does this actually work? You know, and then you like don't do anything because you're stuck in this like overthinking process. And I know it's more complicated in some ways than it sounds, at least emotionally, but believe it or not, you should make decisions based on emotions. People tell you that you should. Psychology tells you that you should, but honestly, I found that the opposite is true. Which is another audio journal that I want to do. That's an even deeper problem. And that's part of this, actually. Because the group / groups that you're going to be with are going to be influencing you emotionally and logically as well. But I think with logic, you could at least have a way out because you're actually able to let go. Like, oh, is this going to work? Is this going to not work? Like, why? What's going on? Like, you're able to be a little bit more explicit with your knowledge and your information. Whereas, like, intuition and emotion is so, like, it's more like implicit knowledge to such an extreme degree to where you actually don't know what's happening, like, why it's happening, this kind of thing. Not that those things are incorrect or invalid or whatever, although they are, honestly, but it's more about, like, just noticing, like, this is something you notice as well, like, okay, I know that I think that intuition is true, but, like, can I actually, like, become aware of, like, what's happening in the world and see things and just unlearn intuition and just, like, look and say, like, is this actually true? Like, later on, like, a couple months later, after doing that for a while, I'm just kind of like, wait, there was so many things I thought was true about intuition was telling me, like, my emotions were telling me that were just not true at all. Because the way that emotions work and the way that intuition works is through, like, implicit knowledge. Especially intuition, right? Like, where you have an insight, like, boom, right? Insight. But the problem is that you don't know what caused this insight in the first place. You don't know why this insight happened. And so you think this insight might be true, when really it's just based off, like, certain things, like, intuition is controlled by, like, these things that you can call heuristics, which is just basically, like, shortcuts. Like, oh, I'm going to make a decision based on, or I'm going to come to an insight based on what is available to me, or I'm going to come to an instant insight based on, like, the post hoc fallacy, or I'm going to come to an insight based on, like, oh, another interesting one, too, is really interesting, which is like, oh, hey, you want this thing? It's $1,000, right? And you're like, $1,000, that's expensive. And then it goes like, okay, well, how about $500, right? And you're like, oh, that's less expensive. But really, it's still expensive, right? And so, like, it's based on, like, this idea that, like, everything, if you really give a high price, and you lower that, the price seems lower, even though it's not necessarily as low, not necessarily lower in a actual sense kind of thing. And there's availability heuristics and this kind of thing. And so, yeah, like, this is where this is part of what your intuition is how your intuition works. Like, science has actually, like, looked into what causes intuition, why intuition happens. And there's a good book on this. It's called Thinking Fast and Slow. It talks about this. And you look into this and you look into your own intuition as well, and you start realizing, like, wait, hold on. What did I do here? This was flawed information. Like, it was not based on, like, it was only based on, like, one piece of evidence or, like, two pieces of evidence or whatever it is. Like, even if you base your life based on experience, it could be like, well, it's only based on, like, one piece of experience on this subject. But really, it should be based on, like, the entire base of experience that you have, or at least more than just one, like, right, five or six or four, something more than just one. But that's how intuition works. That's how emotion works. And so, because you haven't gone through that exploration of figuring out, like, what caused this intuition in the first place, you think intuition is correct. Most people think intuition is true. Well, I mean, it could be. But oftentimes I find that it's not as true as it originally first seemed. Which is why, and I've said this before and I'll say it 100 times, intuition has to be trained. It has to be trained to work properly. Which is where we go back to this group dynamic part of this as well, because the intuition is going to be an emotion as well, especially emotion actually, but intuition as well will be giving into the group dynamics to some extent as well. And sure, you might have, like, your own opinions in the group, and that's definitely going to be a thing, but, like, your evolutionary design is to go with the group and be less logical in the group, because that's the way the group works. And that's fine if you want to be that way, but, like, I find that it's just going to make me less clear and less logical and less able to make actually, like, good decisions. So, yeah, that's really why I've decided to go against this idea. And it's funny, people tell you, like, oh, well, there's wisdom in crowds. And it's like, well, that's probably not true. I mean, there might be cases, individual cases, where that there may seem to be some truth to that. But the more that you look into it, the more you realize it's probably not true. Honestly, the more that I look into this, the more that I realize that it's probably just not going to be true. But, you know, that's just my opinion. That's just what I've noticed, my thoughts, this kind of thing. You might notice something different. If you do, that's probably based on intuition. So become aware of that. Become aware, like, of the fact that your intuition is based on, like, implicit knowledge. And what I mean by that is, like, when you're engaged in, like, logic, like, you have almost like a step-by-step process. It might not be necessarily linear like that, but you know, like, why you're thinking this and why you're thinking that. Like, oh, gravity happens, or this group dynamics thing. Like, oh, when you're in a group, you become less clear, you become less logical, like, this, the kind of thing. Like, and you look at this and go, like, well, why is this? What's actually causing this? And you realize, like, well, this makes sense, evolutionarily speaking. Typically speaking, humans survive better when we're in groups. This makes sense if you think about, like, the fact that you're going to be in a group and you're going to be going along to get along, this kind of thing. Or this makes sense if you realize, like, oh, the group is going to be full of distractions and you're only going to have a limited amount of cognitive load in your mind. And so those distractions are going to be making you less and less logical. Or it could be, oh, well, this group is a sort of peer pressure, a sort of social pressure to adhere with the group, maybe even based on what the group is not saying as well. That's also going to be making you less and less logical, less and less clear, things like this, right? So you have, like, actual reasonings. Whereas, like, intuition is like, oh, this is weird. Like, this seems to be true. Like, I mean, it doesn't mean it's not true. You have to actually go into that intuition, like, and ask yourself, like, well, why is it true? Like, what's actually going on here? It doesn't mean that you're going to actually find, like, the actual, like, what's true in reality truth. But you're going to be finding functional reasons why this might be. Like, oh, well, this might be because of this reason. And then you observe and you do, like, observations on yourself or reality. And you find out, like, well, yeah, it is true. At least it seems to be true. It's pragmatically true. It's functionally true. It's not necessarily objectively true, but it's functionally true. And then you realize, like, oh, well, I mean, this intuition was partially true, but it's mostly just not true because it's missing this, it's ignoring this, whatever it is, right? And eventually, over time of doing that, like, over years, sometimes less, sometimes months, but over, like, years, usually, your intuition becomes a little bit more honed and it becomes a little bit more, like, trained, like, because you're giving it, like, feedback of what's true and what works and why it and what doesn't work and why, and this kind of thing. But that's not something that, like, happens automatically. It's something that has to be, like, trained. And you have to give yourself feedback. Like, oh, this isn't true. This doesn't seem to work. This is why. You can't just, like, listen to your intuition and just trust what it's telling you. Because you're going to be misled. You're going to go into directions you might find later were not the right directions for whatever reason. But the intuitive reasoning sounded sound at the time. But it is what it is. It's going to be what it's going to be. And if you disagree, that's fine. You can stay in a group. But one day you might find, like, oh, wow. Look at that. David was actually right about this. Like, I realized this, and I doesn't mean that I have to stay away from groups. It just means, like, if I actually want to get something done, maybe I have to find a way of getting out of the group or getting away from the group for a certain amount of time or whatever it is. But honestly, I found that, like, to be in a group, you actually have to, like, it depends on the group as well, but you have to, like, sit there and, like, constantly question yourself. Like, oh, like, is this true, or am I being influenced by the group? Is this true, or am I being influenced by this group? And you have to constantly keep saying that to yourself, because the group is going to be influencing you. And this is especially true if you have very uncommon ideas and truths and understandings. So, anyways, hope you enjoyed this episode. If it's going to be an episode, I probably think it might be an episode of it eventually. And I'll talk to you in the next episode. If there is going to be one, I don't know. We'll see how that goes. I'm just kind of playing this by ear. I'm just doing these audio journals. If they become episodes, great. If they don't, well, who gives a fuck? I know most people are not going to agree on this anyways, because they're stuck in intuition. But anyways, hope you enjoy this episode. If it is an episode. Later.